All right. So we're on Daf Nun Aleph today. Nun Aleph. Let me get to the Daf. All right. So we're a few lines from the top. It says Rabba Rabbi Yosef. Okay, five lines from the top on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph.
We're just ordering what we need in the office.
All right. Let me just mute everybody. Let me just mute everybody. How do I mute? Oh, I mute everybody. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Havuka Azli Be'orcha. Rabbi Rav Yosef, we're traveling. He says, Amarle Rabbi Rav Yosef. So Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, you remember Rabbi Rav Yosef, they were the two Gedolim. Remember, Rabbi passed away when he was 40. And that's the Gemara at the end of Brachot. So, actually, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that he passed away at 40. Remember, he was from Beit Eli. Remember, Rabbi Varabah, the Beit Eli Kahatu, and then Rabbi passed away when he was 40. He was only Osek in Torah. He was an Osek in Gemilas Chasadim. But the Gemara says in the Brachot how, remember, they needed a Rosh Hashiva, and Rabbah was the Okir Harim, and Rav Yosef was the Sinai. All right. Anyway, so Amarli Rabbi Rav Yosef, Teishvit Tenu Tuti Dikla the Savi Lachua. So Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, they were traveling late Friday afternoon, and Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, we want to acquire a makom for our Erev Tchumen, so let it be under this date palm that supports its brother. It means the one date palm is supporting the other date palm, and let me look at him in, and the Gemara says, "Va'amri lo tutei dikla de parik mari mikarga." And some say, underneath the date palm tree, that saves its owner from taxes because in other words, it produced so many dates. It was like a real money tree. So it was for the taxes. So Yad Limar, so he says, do you know where those date palms are? Because we want to establish our Shvita there. So he says, Amar Lay, Lo Yadan Alay. He says, I don't know. So Amar Lay, Smoch Alay. He says, for Zorknisht, you rely on me. He says, Detani, because we learn in the Braisa, this is Rab according to the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Amayushnayim, if there were two people traveling, Echad Makir, Vechashino Makir, one person is familiar with the landmark. Another person not familiar with it. Zeshenu makir moser shtitul lemakir. So one person can delegate the other one to pick the makom shvita. He says zeshenu makir moser shtitul lemakir. Zeshemakir omer teshvita tenu b'makom ploni. So the one who knows the whole neighborhood and he knows the location, he says, on behalf of both of us, our shvita should be in makom ploni. In other words, our shvita should be in makom ploni. So it works. So that's what Rabbi says to Rabbi Yosef. And now the Gemara says, is around 10 lines to the top, below he, it's not true, lo tanale k'Rabbi Yosi. Really, he hadn't taught the Braisa. In other words, the Braisa was not really the name of Rabbi Yosi. Remember, in yesterday's Gemara, we, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to have a Daf Yomi on Yom Kippur, and I'm glad that a number of the people here were able to attend. So the Gemara quoted it Stam. They quoted Braisa, but it wasn't that Rabbi Yosi said it. But Rabbah, when he's quoting it to Rabbi Yosef with a pay, he says that Rabbi Yosi taught it. He says, Ela kihech, so he says, Velowi, Lotan le Rabbi Yosi, Ela kihech le kabul lamine. He says, Mishum de Rabbi Yosi nimukimo. The only reason he said it was like Rabbi Yosi, he wanted Rabbi Yosef to accept this halacha. So it's a little tricky, but it sounds like in this case, Rabbah felt, certain that the halacha was this way and sort of like a kind of, embellish or to, strengthen it. He says that it was Rav Yosef, but the emes is, it was like Rav Yosef. It wasn't Rav Yosef. Okay. Let me just repeat again what we just did. And then we'll go over it. So we said that Rab and Rav Yosef were traveling and Rabbi asked Rav Yosef if he was familiar with a certain landmark And Rabbi Yossi said, not. And so Rabbi says, you know, so you can delegate me to pick the landmark that'll be our makom shvita for Shabbos. And he quotes this brisa, and he says the brisa is the name of Rabbi Yossi. It really wasn't the name of Rabbi Yossi, but he felt apparently that he was certain the halacha was this way, so he quoted it that way. All right. And anybody have any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Are you allowed to do this?
Yeah, so that's the $64,000 question. So the issue is, like, you know, if you're – I saw in the Masifta Gemara they were quoting like there's another Gemara that says that you can't misquote something the same – if X says it, I can't say Y says it. So he says here, though, where it was just Stam – there was the Bryce we did in yesterday's staff, and of course it's Halacha Stam. It doesn't say Rabbi Yossi. Apparently, this was okay. Like, and he knows he felt certain that Halacha was this way, and he just did it to sort of like kind of embellish it. I don't know what more to say. Any other questions? What do you got for me, Michael? Yeah. You got something on this? What do you got?
So I'm struck by all these Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva traveling
Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. We have so many of these stories already.
Yeah,
you know, we've had many of these, and I realize transportation isn't like it is today, but still, that doesn't it beg the question?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. You mean why are they traveling late on Friday afternoon? So I don't know. I know, like, you see the Gemara, like I see the Gemara. I don't know what to say. All right. Let's see. And anything else? Okay, let's go on.
Hevia got back very close to Shabbos that day.
Who? What?
Tevye the milkman.
Oh, Tevye the milkman. Okay. All right. Let's take a look now. All right. We're back in the Gemara.
Rabbi, what was the Yiddish that you mentioned?
Which Yiddish? How long ago?
When you were telling the story.
You got to remind me a little bit. Who remembers what I said? Does anyone
remember? Two of them were going together. One of them said to the other something for Nisht or something.
Oh, for Zorknish. Don't worry.
For
Zorknish.
Okay.
If that was it.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Okay. Wait, what's wrong?
It's not the right way to say it.
Oh, how should I say it? What's the right way?
Zorknish.
Oh, say it again?
Zorknish.
Okay, Zorknish. We have it from the Yiddishists here. Zorknish. Okay. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara. All right. Around 10 lines down at the two dots, okay? So we said, Imeinu makiro, Shena baki v'chuli. So we said in the Mishnah that, if a person's traveling and he's familiar with a certain landmark, he can designate the landmark, that the landmark will be his makom shvita for Shabbos, and then he gets 2,000 amot from the landmark. But if he doesn't know of any landmark, or he's not familiar with the halakha that he even has that option, so then he'll get 2,000 amot from the place that he's located. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Let me just take a look at the Mishnah that was on Memtena, on Memtena with Beis. Let me look quickly. He says, Ba'amar Shvita Tibim Komi. And he says, my Shvita should be where I'm located. Okay, let's take a look. So he gets 2,000 Amma from where he's located. So the Gemara says, Hani Alpayim Amma Hechan Ktivan. So where do we know this din of 2,000 Amot that I get 2,000 Amot for my Tchum Shabbos? So Ditanya, Shvu Ish Tachtav Ilu Arba Amot. So it says, this we had already. Shvu Ish Tachtav, remember the people, they went out, you know, wrongfully to collect the man on Shabbat, and they left the Tchum. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shavu Ish Tachtav. Each person has to stay in their own location. And remember, we learned the Gemara previously said that's the Dalet Amot. Remember, a person Tachtav is Dalet Amot. Al Yitzhe Ish Mimakomo, nobody should leave his place. So he says, Elu Alpayim Amma. That's the Alpayim Amma that everybody gets for Shabbos. So Menalan, so where do you know that Al Yitzhe Ish Mimakomo equals Alpayim Amma? So Amar Rav Chista, Lamanu Makom, Mimakom, Umakom, Minisa. Now, this is a little tricky. He's going to connect five different psukim. And the first pasuk is Ayitse Ishmim Komo Bayom Ashri'i. And the second pasuk is Vesamti Lamakom, Makom, Asher Yanus Shama. So the second pasuk has this prat. It says Yanus Shama. That's what he wants. So we're going to connect it, and that'll be as if the first pasuk has Yanus. Then we'll connect it to a third pasuk that says V'miyatzo yitzei rotzeach l'gvulir malkato v'ashreinu shama. It says like if the rotzeach, the person who kills b'shogeg, will leave the city, the gvul ir malkato v'ashreinu shama. So then we'll connect that to the pasuk, and then it will equal as if the pasuk has the word gvul in it. Then we'll connect it to another pasuk, and then finally we get to where we're going. It says, so the place that we wanted to go is the word chutz with alpayim ba'ama. So the idea is we're going to connect five psukim with different words, and then we get to alpayim ama at the end of the five psukim. That's the basic idea. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So manalan amar of chisalamanu makom mi makom. So makom is al yese ish makom boyim ashvii. From makom is v'samti lecha makom ashrei neshama umakom minisa. And then that pasuk mentions yanus. And then it's as if the first pasuk has the word that term, you know, lanus to flee, which is what we want. V'nisa minisa. And then once I know nisa, so then I'm going to connect it to another pasuk that has nisa. He says v'nisa migvol, and then we're going to connect that then that pasuk also has the word gvol. So it's as if the first pasuk has got nisa in it and has gvol in it, and then ugvol migvol. So then we're going to link it to another pasuk that has gvol, and that pasuk is umasoto. And that's got michutz in it. So as if the first pasuk has got the word gvul and chutz in it. V'chutz michutz. And then chutz, once we're done like aggregating terms, so we're adding one term to another term to another term. So in the so it's as if the original pasuk now has the word nisa in it. It has the word gvul in it, and it has the word and it has the word chutz in it. And then chutz is what we want. And chutz mi chutz. So chutz is umarotem mi chutz ir patkema alpayim ba'ama. It says by the Arei Levim that they have like 2,000 amot outside the cities. Dechtiv umarotem mi chutz ir patkema alpayim ba'ama begomer. So this is kind of an extreme gzeirah shav. Usually gzeirah shav you just have like, you know, 2 points. But here he's able to like collect psukim. And then eventually we able to like wing it into the pasuk that has 2,000 amot. So the Gemara says, why did you pick that pasuk? Benelef mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef ama. So there's another pasuk that says that you'll measure the mikir ha'ir v'chutza. It's got the word, but it would just give me a tchum of 1,000 amot. It talks about measuring outside the city 1,000 amot. So the Gemara says, danin chutz michutz, vein danin chutz michutza. In other words, if we can line up the word exactly, then we're going to line it up. Rather, if we have a choice between chutz and chutz and chutz and chutza, we're going to go with chutz and chutz. Chutz and chutz gives me 2,000 amot. So the Gemara says, umay nafkamino. He says, what's the difference whether we got chutz or chutza? Ha-tana de-beb Rabbi Shmuel, a braisa was taught from the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, the shava koin uva koin. So this is talking about, like, when a house gets saras, so there's a procedure like this kohen comes and he after, you know, he sequesters it, then after 1 week he examines it, then he sequesters it again. So the Gemara learns, so it says v'shava kohen uba kohen. So one pasuk is talking about after week one and one pasuk is after week two, but the Gemara is learning different dinim. And even though one says v'shava kohen, the kohen will return, and the one's uva kohen, and those are very different words, but it's like the general sense is the Kohen is going to come to the house, still makes it Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. So it's nevertheless, we're able to make a Gzeirah Shava, even though it's a different word, it's just the same idea. So we can make a Gzeirah Shava, we got the same idea. Certainly I can make a Gzeirah Shava if the word isn't 100% correct. Chutz and Chutza, I could do it that way. So the Gemara says, Hani Mila Hecha Leka Midi Dadamile. If you have nothing similar, I'm going to do it that way. He says, Val Hecha Deika Midi Dadamile. Me damile alfina. In other words, if I have a choice and I could link it up exactly, that's the one I'm going to do. Okay, let's just summarize again. So we said, where do we know the din of 2,000 amot? So the Gemara had one din, I say, you know, shvu ishtachtav, the person has dalet amot if he's outside the tchum. And then it says, I say ish mkomo bayom ha-shvi'i, nobody should leave their place, the 2000 Amot. And there's a Gzeira Shava, and we're learning it from, ultimately, from the Arei Levium, that they have 2,000 Amot outside the Arei Levium for a certain din, so that's the 2,000 Amot for Tchum Shabbos. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Question, Rabbi. Gzeira Shava is something that is learned. You don't just come up with it. Right. It has to be... Right. So it doesn't make a difference. If it's from Bai and Shav, you learn. Over here, the simple answer is that it's from this particular one. It's not from Chutzah. It's not from the other one.
Yeah, but
why do we have to put logic into it? This is just Moshe Sinai.
Well, they have a Masorah for it. You're right; they do have a Masorah for it, but you still need to have the Gzeira Shabbos. So let's say with this one, Chutzah. I don't know if they had the Gzeira Shabbos just there's something Chutz or Chutzah, and they're trying to figure out which pasuk links up with it. I don't know what to say. It sounds like the word is guiding them also on the way that they're going to learn the Gzeira Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. All right, let me go further. Now, we had in the Mishnah, again, going back to the Mishnah, and it's nice having you with us, by the way, Daniel.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Daniel, did you say you could make late Mariv? Are you interested in that at 9 o'clock? Not tonight, but...
Some days. Tonight I daven, but other days,
All right. Now, if you remember, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah was on Daf Mem Tet, so that was... That was Sunday's daf. So the Mishnah said that there's a machloket. Is the 2,000 amot a circle or a square? So if you look, you can look back in the Mishnah on Mem Ten Amud Beis. It says you get zachal apayma lechu ruach agulot divrei Rav Chanina ben Tignos. Chanina ben Tignos is like a circle. I get a circle, you know, with 2,000 amot. He says in each direction. The Chachamim Omrim Meruba Ot Kitav La Merubad Deishe Niskar the Sabiot. Chachamim say it's a square, and I get the benefit of like the corners. And there was a square, so I get the benefit of the corners, so I get a little more than 2,000 Amot because I get the hypotenuse. Okay, so that's what we had in the Mishnah. So let's see back in the Gemara. So again, on Nun Aleph and Aleph around the 5th red line, Al Paimama Agulot 2,000 Amot. In a circle. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos, Manavshach. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos, one second. Yeah, he says circular. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos, Manavshach, I it like Zeru Shava, Peor Ktivan. Now, there's a Zeru Shava that the Gemara learns, it says, we just had it above, like on the last narrow line, the first very wide line, with the Arei Levium, et patkeidma alpayim ba'ama. So it mentions about corners with these Levitical cities. So a corner, we figure, is going to be like a square, a zone around the city. So he says, idli gzeira shava peyokim, and he's learning the gzeira shava, which we just had, for the alpayim ama. So it says peyot presumably is a square. Pay is a corner. So a payah would be a square. He late like Zereshava, but if he doesn't learn the Zereshava, Alpay Mama Menale. So where does he have Alpay Mama from? So the Gemara says, Leolam id like Zereshava. No, he learns the Zereshava, but why is he circular? Rishani Hacha Damakra, Zeyelahem Migrashe Harim. The Pasuk says this will be Migrashe Harim. It means like the area, the zone around the cities, like the belt around the cities. He says, so he learns like ze is a miyud. Ze means this and not that. So this by the Migrashe Arim, yeah, it's going to be square and they get corners, but there's something else that'll have a paimama that won't get it, and that's by Tchum Shabbos. That's the way Rechanina ben Atignos will learn. The Gemara says, V'rabanan tani Rav Chananya Omer, the Chachamim learned the following braisa, Rav Chananya Omer, Kazeyu kol shoftei Shabbat. Like they learn Zeh, but they learn differently, not as a miyud, but as a ribui. Like this will be all the shoftei Shabbos. All the dinim of Shabbos will be like this as well with the square. So one learns circular, one learns square. So Amar Vachabar Yaakov, Amavir Arba Mershud Rabbi Menuchi Avad She Maavir Hein Ba'alach Sonan. So as a corollary to this, Rabbi Achabar Yaakov says, if a person carries Dalet Amos in the Rishus Rabbim, so we always say that Chotzah the Rishus Rabbim, if I carry Dalet Amot. So we're assuming that when I carry the Dalet Amot, it means I have to carry a distance that would be the hypotenuse of a square, or whatever the right word is, like the line that goes from one end to the other, the right, you know, the lower left to the upper right hand corner of a square, that would be Mavir Dalet Amot. In other words, here in the Limud, he says, Kazeyu Kol Shovtei Shabbat. Like this din with the square around the city will be all the dinim of Shabbos. So he's saying if a person, so he figures that the hypotenuse is another 1.6 amot. That's the way they're calculating it. So it would be 5.6 amot. So in order to be chayav for Hotzan Shabbos for Dalet Amot, so the Rishus HaRabim, you have to really carry 5.6 amot, according to this opinion. So he says here, okay, Amar Papa, Bariklan Rava, Amud Bereshit HaRabim, Gavoa Asar of Rochav Arba'a. So he says that Rava would test us, would quiz us. He says if you have Amud, you have a, somebody's transferring an object. If a person, there's a post, he says, it's in the Rishus HaRabim, which is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide. So it's a Rishus HaYachid. He says, Gaboa sar barocha barba, sarichnin ba'alach sonan, olo. Does it have to be square in order to qualify as Rishus HaYachid or not? So vimrinalei lav haidad Rav Chananya, detani Rav Chananya umeir, kazeyu kol shovtei Shabbat, that all measurements of Shabbos should be like this. So here too, the standard is because Rishus HaYachid only if it's a square 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's what he wants to say. So it has to be a square. In other words, I can't have it. It sounds like, like it can't be, let's say, like a circle, something like that. It's got to be at least a square measuring 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. All right. Who's the questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
Rabbi, when you mentioned that the alachson is going to be greater because of the peot, you can decide where the longer length is going to be because you can make it diamond shaped or you can make it square shaped.
Yeah,
what
I think, where the corners are. Yeah, I think it's by the compass direction. So I think that you do one flat like the north. In other words, the north side gets one, the east, west, and the south side. But you're right, it is a question, how do I orient the square? But I think it follows the compass directions, I think. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let's see further. All right, so now let's just refresh your recollection again to this Mishnah that you had on Sunday, Memtet. So the Mishnah has two cases, okay? So the one case of the Mishnah, they're traveling and they pick the Makom Shvita is going to be a landmark in the distance. That's one case. And the other case, the person says, you know, my makom is my shvita. The place where I'm at is my shvita. Okay, those are two cases in the Mishnah, right? And we have to get who gets to use each one. And then we had a machloka between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. So Reb Meir says, he says, ani ma'arev baraglav, and ani kibi ma'arev with his physical presence. And Reb Meir says, ein lanu ela ani. Only an ani can be ma'arev baraglav. So we got to figure out, is Reb Meir talking about, what case is he talking about, that only the ani can be ma'arev baraglav? And then the Tana Rabbi Huda said, echad ani ve'echad ashir, the poor and the wealthy person could do it. And he says, ma'arevim b'pad, the fact that Chazal teaches you can make an eruv tchubin with bread is lahakya loha ashir. Okay, so we have to clarify all these variables and see where everything fits in. And it's going to be a machloket. Okay, let's take a look. We'll take it down one at a time. V'zehu sha'amru ha'ani ma'arev raglav, amru meir, anu ein lana elani v'chulei. So amru av Nachman, machloket b'mekomi. So he says the machloket, whether a person can say, I want my shvita to be where I am. In other words, if I don't put food down, and I just said, I want my shvita to be where I'm located, so can anybody say that, or only an ani can say that? So Amar of Nachman, Machloket b'makomi, the Remeir Savar, Iker Eruv b'pad. Remeir holds the Iker of an Eruv is to have your food set in a location. Turn page on the top line on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So according to the way Rav Meir, the way, again, this is Rav Nachman's version, the Machloket, that the way Rav Meir learns is, but for an Ani, they had a leniency. Ani means you don't have food with you. That's an Ani. So, and I don't have easy access to food. So I'm traveling. I don't have food with me. So I could say, you know, I want Shvit Ti Tachti. I want my Shvit to be where I'm located. That's a leniency because really I should have food. Aval Ashir Lo, but if Ashir, the person who's got food, he can't say, I want my Shvita to be where I am. That was a leniency that was only afforded to the Aniyim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, so he holds the Ikar Erev is Bepat. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ikar Erev Regel. So you have this Machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Ikar of an Erev is my physical presence. Echad Ani Bechad Ashir. And so, therefore, whether you're poor or you're wealthy, and poor or wealthy means if you have food to put down there, he says either one can say shvita tachti, shvita ti tachti. What is the expression? It says bimakomi, shvita ti bimakomi. I want my komakom shvita to be where I'm located. He says aval bimakom ploni, but according to the Tan Rabbi Yehuda, if I say I want my shvita to be at that landmark, which is in the distance, divrei akol ani in ashir lo. That everybody agrees that only an Ani has that, you know, option to depict, you know, to pick the distant place. Now the Gemara is identifying Vizuhi Sha'amru, in other words, so Vizuhi Sha'amru is a line in the Mishnah. It says that the Ani can, you know, have his Erev with his location. He says, Man Katani Law, who teaches that line? So Remeir, V'ahei Koi, which line does that refer to? If he doesn't know, he's not familiar with landmark, he doesn't know that he, or he doesn't know he has that option, so he can make a Erev, right, where he's located. And then line, they only said that you can make an Erev Tumah with bread, just as a Kula. So, Man Katani Law, who learns that line? Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda learning that line. So, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda learns the Ikar of an Erev is Beregel. And then Bapad is just a kula. In other words, if I'm wealthy, so I'm in my house, I give the loaf of bread to my servant, he puts it out there. It's just okay, let me just go over again. So we're trying to figure out the different cases in the Mishnah. We have one case, landmark, another case where it's Shvita Ti Tachti, then we have Machloket, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda. We're trying to figure out how do all the pieces fit into the puzzle. So Rav Nachman says that the Machloket in Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda is B'mekomi. I want to make a Erev where I'm located without food, right where I'm located. So Remeir says, if you're an Ani, it works because the Ikar of an Erev is Bapat. So this is a leniency to letting you make an Erev just by your physical presence alone. So Fern, this is for the lawyers. This makes me think of international shoe, you know, physical presence. Okay, anyway. So, all right. So the, So he says, so Machloket b'mekomi, says the Remeir Savar Iker Erev B'pat. Remeir holds the Iker Erev B'pat, and the Ani, they have a kula that he can make the Erev in his makom. And but the wealthy person, the guy with the bread, can't do that. And the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the Iker of an Erev is Beregel, like physical presence, that's the best type of Erev. So he says, and so an Ani or an Ashir can make the Erev by physical location, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to Makom Ploni, I want my Erev to be at that place, you know, 1,500 amot away or whatever, is that everybody agrees only the Ani and not the Ashir. And that's the basic in the first Lashon. Okay, who's got questions on the first Lashon?
Why would Rabbi Yehuda agree to that case of a Makom Ploni that you could only do it with the pot? Why not do it with your legs also?
No, but that by definition, you're not there. What do you mean? There is no way to do it with the pot. In other words, Makom Ploni is I'm traveling and I see a place.
I'm able to be 2,000 amos away.
Right.
So why can't you do it with his legs? Why does he need bread?
Well, let's go back. So again, Makom Ploni, everybody agrees, Ani in Ashir Lo. In other words,
Ani could do it with his legs.
In other words, if the Ashir puts the bread there, there's no question he can have the Erev there.
I understand that. I'm saying, why would he not be able to do it with his legs?
No, in other words, the idea is that by definition, you're not there. That's the case of Makom Ploni, that I'm in place A, and I declare that place B is my Shvita. So by definition, I'm not physically present there. So that's a kula. That's a kula the Chachamim are giving you, that you're declaring your Makom Shvita at a distance, like blocks away from where you're located.
So you're just saying it, verbalizing it.
Just verbalizing it, right. Okay. 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 All right. Now let's do the next ukemta. Now we're on.
Sorry, Rabbi. When we say over here, I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. When we say ha'ani me'areb raglav, that means physically he goes to the place that he wants to.
He's located in he's traveling and he says, I want my shvita to be where I'm located right now.
Isn't that pashut from the pasuk that it says, al yetze ish mimekomo? So the ashur should also be able to. From the pshat, you should be able to subscribe to that.
Ayat Sa'ish Mekomo is a person who leaves his tchum. If he has a tchum, he left his tchum, so he's only allowed dalet amod. We're talking about establishing your makom shvita in a place. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me go on to the next case now, or the next dukimta. Now, Rav Chista Amar, now there's a different way of understanding the Mishnah. Rav Chista Amar, machloket b'makom ploni. So Rav Chista says the machloket is that that a person concerning the landmark. He says the Rav Meir Savar ani in Ashilo. Rav Meir holds that only a poor person can declare a landmark to be his makom shvita. Rav Yehuda Savar echad ani bechad ashir. And Rav Yehuda says no, even an ashir can declare the landmark to be his makom shvita. Aval b'mekomi, but mekomi that where I'm located right now. Everybody holds that everyone could do that. So this ukimta holds that it was before, in the first ukimta was machloket, whether ikar regel bapat, according to Rameyer, or ikar eruv is beregel, and that was according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in this ukimta, everybody holds that ikar eruv is beregel. He says, Vizui Sha'amru, then the Mishnah says that line that they said that you could that the Ani could make it, you know, where he's located, Man Katani Law, Remeir. Bahe Koi, he says, which case was he referring to? Aha, Misha Babadera Fachashko, he says if a person was traveling and it got dark. So 177 Fachashka, it got dark, 177. Yeah, right. So right. So in other words, that was when he's designating the landmark. So he says over here that's a special leniency that you can have the Arab even though you're not physically present. Even though normally physically present, that's a special leniency for the Ani according to Reb Meir. Then the line is Velo Amru Ma'arvin Bapata Lahakel. They said that again the Ikar is beregel, but bapat is just a kula for the wealthy people. Man katani law, divrei akol. That's everybody learns that way. All right. So again, so we have two ways to understand the Mishnah, and according to the first way, it's machloket whether between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether ikar eruv is bapat or beregel, and Rav Meir holds in the first who came to is ikar beregel, and Rabbi Yehuda holds bapat, and the second way, everybody holds that the ikar eruv is beregel, and then in the first ukimta, 1 second, they have the machloket bimakomi, whether who can make it bimakomi. In the second ukimta, they have the machloket when you're designating the landmark. But bimakomi, everybody agrees that I could do it that way. All right, everybody good? All right, let me just do a braisa.
Very confusing stuff.
I got it. It was confusing going through it to begin with. You're right. All right, let's take a look. Now, the Gemara says we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Tani Kvati to Rav Nachman. We learned a brisa that supports Rav Nachman's version of the Machloket, which was the first version. He says, Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir ma'ariv v'pat. An Ani or an Ashir can make an tchum with pot if they have bread. V'lo yetzei Ashir chutz l'tchum v'yomar shvitz tibim makomi. But an Ashir shouldn't go like chutz tchum means like close to the tchum and say shvitz tibi mekomi fishlo amru ma'arvin beregel elami shabba baderech b'chashcha divrei Rav Meir. So in the first version, Rav Meir holds that the ikar is really bapat. And doing beregel is a kula which they only gave for aniyim. So he's saying that the Ashir, the person, he's got food, he's got everything around there, so he shouldn't walk like late Friday afternoon and say my Shvita's right over here, because he should really set it up with the pot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and remember, in the first version, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ikar is Beregel. The Ikar is Beregel, right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani, Echad Ashir, Ma'arvin Beregel. According to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, either one could be Ma'arvin Beregel. It means by physical presence. B'yetzei Ashir Chutz L'Tchum, and when it says Chutz L'Tchum, it means like close to the Tchum. B'yomar, Tei Shvitzi B'Mekomi. He says, I want my Shvitzi to be where I'm located now. V'zehu Ikaro Shel Eruv. That's the Ikar Eruv, physical presence. Then the Braisa continues, V'yitiru Chachamim L'Bala Bayit, L'Shaleich Eruv O'Biyad Avdo. The Chachamim permitted a Bala Bas send his Eruv, like the food, through his servant, B'yad Beno, with his son, B'yad Shlucha U'Shliach, B'Shvila HaKel Lav. It's like to make him more like a Kula. So in other words, again, so I'm saying that the Ikar Eruv is Beregel, but if you have food and you're wealthy, so they gave you this option to do it that way. All right, let me just do a few more lines and we'll pause again. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maaseh v'anshei Beit Memel v'anshei Beit Gurion. So he tells an incident with the people, Beit Memel, Beit Gurion, I don't know where they are. Ba'aroma shumachalkin grogu v'tzimukim la'aniyim b'shnei batzoret. So there was this place, Aroma, and they were giving out food during the time of famine. They were giving out dried figs and raisins for the poor people in the time of a famine. He says, uvayin aniyei kfar shichin v'aniyei kfar chananya. So the aniyim from Kfar Shichin, Kfar Chananya. Now Rashi says, even though the Braisa describes them as aniyim, they really had food. But nevertheless, they came and they just designated a place. Even though it's called them aniyim, they're really like ashirim because they have food. They have food to eat. But they came to a place and they said, our shvita should be in this place. He says, in other words, they wanted to have a place where they would have access to where they're giving out the food for free on Shabbos. It's like, you know, for the Kiddush, you know. You want to have access to where the big Kiddush is taking place. So unfortunately here they didn't have food, but that's what they wanted. So, but they're Shomer Shabbos. So they go to a place and they say, this is where, so even though they got food, they said, this is our Makom Shvita here. He says, L'macharat mashkimin u'bayin. So the next day they can get up early and go to that place. That means that's an effective designation of their makom. So that's following, so this braisa is following the first version, saying it's machloka between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who can you know, designate with Beregel. According to Reb Meir, only Aniyim can, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Ashirim can do Beregel. And so these Aniyim qualify as Ashirim for this halakha, because they have food, but they did it and they designated it. Okay, so that corroborates Rav Nachman's version of the machloket. Now, I'm Ravashi. Ravashi says, Ma'nithin nami deka. One could deduce this from a careful reading of our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah is not the Mishnah we did already, but it means the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. He says, Dikatani, because you learn in tomorrow's daf, Misha tzal elech le'ir shema arvin lo, v'hechziru chaveiro. So, a person went out, in other words, he's in city A, and he wants to get to city B, and then his friend persuades him, like he walks halfway or whatever, and the friend persuades him to go back home. Hu mutar lelech. So the next day on Shabbos, he, Reuven, who's the one who started walking, can go all the way to city B. All the other members can't go it. So we don't understand this, and we have to be patient. So Vahavinam Bab, we were osek in this Mishnah, and we asked, Maishna ihu, Maishna inu. Why is it, again, so Reuven starts out on Friday, or he wants to walk to, in other words, Reuven lives in city A, and he wants to get to city B. City B is, let's say, 4,000 amot away. And he starts to go to city B, and his friend, Shimon, persuades him to go back to city A. So the Gemara says, notwithstanding that, on Shabbos, Reuven can walk from city A to city B. So the Gemara says, and nobody else can. So this is, Masha yu, Masha inhu. But Amar Rav Huna, Hachamai Eskinan, what's the case that the Mishnah is talking about? He's got two homes. He's got a home in city A and a home in city B. So, and the two homes are 4,000 amot away from one another. He says, but he wanted to designate, he intended to designate a point between those two homes as his Makom Shvita for Shabbos. He's designating the point between the two homes of Makom Shvita for Shabbos. So he says, Ihu So since he began walking, traveling, so he says, Havalei Ani. The Gemara treats him like an Ani. He intended to leave his house in City A. So now he's like a traveler. Now he's busy walking. He qualifies as an Ani for this halakha. The Ani can designate as Makom Shvita. He says, Vahanach Ashirin. And the other ones who never left the home are Ashirim. Alma Kol B'Makom Ploni Ani In Ashilo Shmamina. So, one minute. Let me just take a look. One second. Yeah. So the Gemara takes it that, yeah. So again, according to Tana Rebbe Yehuda, who gets to make the designation like in the distance? In other words, who gets to make the landmark designation? Only the Ani. So he qualifies as an Ani because he left his home in home A, and we designated a point between A and B to be his Makom Shvita. So that's an effective designation as that Makom. So now on Shabbos, so where he is now is 2,000 Amo to the west of that location. Where he wants to go is 2,000 Amo to the east of that location. So he can go from City A to City B, even though it's 4,000 Amo, because on Friday, he intended that midpoint to be his Makom Shvita. And on Friday, he had the din of an Ani. And according to the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, an Ani can make that designation. So that works. The other townsfolk were not in that category. All right, who's got questions?
Is that Rabbi Yehuda or me?
But he changes his mind.
No. Let's go back. So again,
I thought about Meir says an Ani could do it, but Rabbi Yehuda says Ani or Ashir could do it.
One second, so we had two Lashonot, right? So let's take a look. Yeah, on the third line, on the Amud, do you see the third line, Yosef?
Third line.
From the top. Yes. The small Aleph. Aval b'makom ploni, b'makom ploni means at the landmark, divrei akol ani in asher lo. Everybody agrees that only the ani can make the designation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it is confusing, but that's the way this is going. All right, who's got any other questions?
So his changing his mind doesn't affect his initial choice.
Well, it sounds like his friend persuaded him to go back home, but he made the designation of the
spot. He had a gun to his
head. So the designation was an effective designation. That's the way it sounds like.
In other words, notwithstanding that his actions.
Well, no, it doesn't undercut it. If he said, my Makom Shvita is at this location, and the friend persuaded him to walk home, but he had the designation of his Makom Shvita. So that was the effective designation. All right, let's just wrap this up. Okay.
Now, Rabbi, just to understand, I mean, there's a machloket.
I guess we're not wrapping it up.
I mean, to me, logically, if a person is present in a place to come and make the makom, is something that is a given. But to use food as a designation of a place is more far-fetched. So that sounds like a special arrangement that they made. It's not common sense. That's the way it would be. I mean,
in the first lashon, that gufa is the machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda says the ikar eruv is beregel, your physical presence, and according to the Tana Reb Meir, the ikar eruv is bepat. And then it's just they give kulas though for the aniyim. That's the way that then it was.
But logically speaking, it doesn't make sense that the regel would make more
ever,
sense.
Have you ever seen people in shul when they kiddush? That's where they're at. They want the food. They don't care. They want to be where the food is. So that's the ikar eruv, you know, bapat. So are you where you're located or where the food is? Okay. So anyway, so let's go back in the Gemara. Now, so the Gemara says, so ani and ashir lo shmamina. So matni le rav chia bar ashi lechia bar rav. So everybody mute themselves, okay? So Rav Chia Bar Ashi was teaching Chia Bar Rav. So Chia Bar Ashi is teaching Rav's son, Kamei D'Rav, in the presence of Rav. He says, Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir. So there's a line in our Mishnah here. Let's go back to the Mishnah. It says that Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir, that they both can be Ma'arev Baraglav, in other words, with their feet, by the presence of their location. So he says, see, so Amalei Rav, seeing banami halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav said you should conclude it that the halacha is like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, so the Ikar Erev is Beregel. Now, the Gemara says, Rabba Barav Chanan, have a ragil da'ati, may artivna l'pumpadita. So Rabba Barav Chanan would frequently go from artivna to pumpadita, places in Babel. So he says, Amar teshvitati b'tsinta. So while he was still at home, he would say, I want my makom shvita to be in Sinta. Now, this only works within the second Lashon, within Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, in the second Lashon, let's keep back in the second Lashon. Second Lashon was like Rav Chista. Let me take a look. Where is Rav Chista? Yeah. B'makom ploni. Right. Yeah. So remember the first line, Rav Chista says, B'makom ploni, if it's at a distance, Rav Meir holds only an ani could do that, and not an ashir. Rav Yehuda holds echad ani v'echad ashir. So he's an ashir, he's at home, and he says, I want my makom shvi to be at Sinta, which is like a midway point, which will get me to where I want to go. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to him, my datik, what's your thinking? Mistama, you were thinking, Remei or Rabbi Yehuda, lachik Rabbi Yehuda. You think the lach is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is the way that Rav said the lach follows Rabbi Yehuda. So va'am Rav Chista machloket b'machom ploni. And Rav Chista's version is that the machloket is b'machom ploni, you know, to designate a landmark. He says, and so Mela, so Remeir holds only an ani can designate the landmark, and Rabbi Yehuda holds an ani or an asher can designate the landmark. And here we have the guy; he's at home, so he's like an asher in quotes, and it looks like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Baha, Rav Nachman v'tani kvatei." But Rav Nachman learned the machloket differently, and we learn a brice that supports Rav Nachman. So according to Rav Nachman's version, only an ani can designate the makom, and you're not an ani. So he says, Amalei Hadribi, he says, I retract my position. You know, now you said that, you're right. I should not have done that. Now, the Gemara says, Amarami bar chama hare amru shabbat yeshlo arba amot. So he says that if you establish your makom, so you have your dalet amot and then 2,000 amot beyond the dalet amot. Everybody gets the dalet amot and they get 2,000 amot beyond the dalet amot. He says, hanotein at Eruvo, Yeshlo Arba Amot Olo. Now, let's say I'm not physically present. I give my servant like a loaf of bread, bring it to this place. So when he brings the loaf of bread to that place, do I get another Dalan Amot in addition to the 2,000 or not? With Dalan Amot is like for physical presence, like where the place that my body occupies. But my body's not occupying a place there now. So do I still get my Dalan al Dalan in terms of Tchumen? So Amarava Tashma. So Rava tries to bring a proof. It says, Lo amru ma'ar v'pada l'ha'kel l'ashir, shlo yetzei v'yarev raglav. So the Mishnah says that they only said that you could do an Erev with a pot, with a loaf of bread, as a leniency for the wealthy person, that he doesn't have to schlep out and leave the bread there. V'amrit ein lo, and if you say you don't even get the dalet amot though, hai l'ha'kel l'ha'chmirhu. In other words, it's not going to be a kula for him because if he's losing the dalet amot. So instead of getting like 2,004 amot, he gets 2,000 amot. So it's not a kula, it's a chumra. In other words, we said it's a kula that he could do it this way. So mistama, he must get the dalet amot. So the Gemara says, no, afilu hachi, it could be that he does not get the dalet amot. And nevertheless, the Mishnah calls it a kula. Afilu hachi, nichale, yehechelo nitrach v'neipuk. Even though, in other words, on balance, even though he loses the dalet amot, that could still be a kula for him, that he doesn't have to schlep out, you know, to go half a mile, you know, to the place. That's still a kula for him. All right, let's see what else we have here now. Today is Nun Aleph. One second. All right, I think this is going to be it. I think it's going to be it for today.
Rabbi, quick question.
Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't we say shluch? Shlucho shel Adam kmoto. If he's designated person to go over there, he should have the same right as him. Well,
yeah.
Why are we not giving him the arba amot?
Yeah, but the shliach is just going to place the bread there. Yeah,
but he's physically not there.
Yeah, in other words, even the shliach may not stay there.
That's the same.
And it was leave the bread there and then I'm gone. And then the
right,
guy
says, but if the shliach,
the person says my shvita is where the bread is.
Right. if the shaliach will stay there ben hashmashot at that time,
I'm not sure with that, frankly, though, Daniel.
Why would it not apply?
I don't know. You're kona shvita. In other words, it's like where I'm, you know, like there's some things you can't have a shliach for. In other words, I don't know. I don't know if in other words.
In this situation, obviously it works. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do the job for him.
With the bread, he could do it. In other words, let's say I say you be my shliach, and then you be kona the makom on my behalf. So I'm not so sure. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me end the recording. Let me see what's doing here with the recording. One second, let me get the recording. Where's recording? Here's recording. Okay, now.